This is DJ Bennett with the weekly news and review from KillRadio.org and the Harpers.org website. But I want to sidetrack us for a bit at the beginning here. When Richard Nixon said back in 1968 that only Americans could bring down America, I now think that he was prophesying the 2012 Republicans and Tea Party people that we have in this country. Now, I'm in California, so I'm pretty lucky. Most of the issues that I'm going to talk about are states and local issues. And I'm fortunate to be in a place that has a pretty good track record of human rights. I'm looking at the website Politicus USA, Real Liberal Politics, No Corporate Money, No Masters. This dates from January 30th, 2012, and it's a list of bills that, well, it's called the Dirty 30. It's a list of legislation that Tea Party and Republican candidates are proposing and have proposed and some have gotten passed. That is just simply astonishing. It makes me realize how completely out of touch with the world that we're living in these people are. But at the same time, it really poses a threat to all of our freedoms. It's too long for me to read it all, but let me just run down some things here. So it's obvious that the first goal of the GOP is to deprive women of reproductive rights. But it gets even worse from there. Let's see. In the 50 states combined in 2010, there were 950 bills introduced regarding changing reproductive health and rights related provisions. In 2011, there were 1,100 such bills, and 135 of them had been enacted in 36 states. Fully 68% of these new provisions, 92 bills in 24 states, restrict access to abortion services. Abortion restrictions took the form of bans, waiting periods, ultrasounds, insurance coverage, clinic regulations, and medication abortions. Strictly anti-abortion laws. Republicans in the House proposed a bill called the Respect for Rights of Conscience Act, which would allow health care providers and pharmacists to deny birth control to women if it conflicts with their religious or moral convictions, which, of course, is different from the pledge that they make to get their licensing. In Georgia, a bill to close all abortion clinics in the state and require all abortions to be performed in hospitals. South Dakota wants to require spiritual counseling at religious centers for anyone who wishes to contemplate an abortion, and it was signed into law. Also in South Dakota, there is the informed consent law, which requires doctors to tell women who seek abortions that they face an increased risk of suicide if they get an abortion. There is no scientific or medical evidence for this. So this means to lie to their patients. On September 2nd, 2011, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals threw out those provisions in that law, fortunately. The sonogram bill passed in Texas, and it was signed into law on September 1, 2011, so it's in effect now, which forces all women, whether they want to have one or not, to get a sonogram to be shown the life of the fetus is the idea, to make them feel guilty. Only rape and incest exceptions apply. In Georgia, a state representative has introduced a bill that would not only make abortion illegal, but would make miscarriages illegal. In Indiana, there's a House bill that wants to force doctors to lie to women that abortion causes breast cancer. A Republican from Pennsylvania introduced the Protect Life Act in the House, which would deny insurance coverage for birth control meaning that hospitals could deny abortion procedures and transport to a facility that would provide a woman with an abortion, even if the failure to do so would mean the death of the woman. So in other words, the state could decide, could say, no, no abortion for this person, arbitrarily, even if it would kill the woman. And it passed in the House on October 13th of 2011. That's a law right now. The U.S. House of Representatives passed an amendment sponsored by a Republican from North Carolina prohibiting teaching hospitals from getting federal funding if they teach doctors how to perform abortions. So the members of the House banned the teaching of medical procedures that are vital in saving the lives of women who have miscarried or have complications that endanger their health or who aren't even pregnant. And this is arbitrary. This is just political. There's no medical reason for this. The Ohio State House on June 11th, 2011, passed Janet Porter, a Republican's, heartbeat bill, which just simply criminalizes abortions. It's backed by Newt Gingrich. What a surprise. It prohibits abortions after only about 6 weeks, a time when many women do not even yet know they are pregnant. Also in Ohio, the state budget bars state hospitals from performing abortions. A state hospital. In Kansas, every abortion provider has been denied a license to continue operating as of last July 1st, with a demand that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment write new facility standards, and which the staunchly anti-abortion Republican governor signed into law last May 16th. The Republicans simply don't want you to know anything about it. Oh, this just keeps going. South Dakota flirted with a law to make the murder of an abortion doctor legal as self-defense, and then they dropped the idea, but Nebraska and Iowa now have picked up that idea. Plus, there is this demand, 37 states mandate abstinence education with no contraception education, you know? And they just attack the idea of teaching kids how to not be pregnant. They say you're only supposed to say don't have sex. And simply, this doesn't work. It has never worked and never will work. You don't tell people to not have sex. It doesn't work. Then they say that fetuses feel pain. Even in California, conservatives are peddling the California Human Rights Amendment. It is okay to condemn people after they're born, but you must let them be born first. The claim is that inherent human rights, dignity, and worth of all human beings from the beginning of their biological development as human beings, they wants to claim that, of fetuses, to make abortions illegal, even in the cases of rape or incest, regardless of the means in which they were procreated, or regardless of fetal anomalies. In other words, in California, there are conservatives who simply want to take away all rights for women to decide what's done with their bodies, and they're promoting it as a human right issue. And, of course, there are all the states that want to define personhood at the moment of fertilization. And that's just women's reproductive rights. Then there's that guy, Randy Forbes, the Republican from Virginia, the founder of the Congressional Prayer Caucus, who is responsible for sponsoring legislation to reaffirm that "In God We Trust" is the national motto. And it passed 396-9. Zero jobs were created by this waste of time, and the Senate had already wastefully reaffirmed the motto in 2006. This is what Republicans want to do. They just want to shove this stuff down your throat. Then there's the war on WIC that the states want to do. Having ensured that children will be born, now House Republicans want to make sure that these kids don't have proper nutrition. The reason for this is because 300,000 millionaires, that 1%, that super richest people, will get more money because they should have more money than children should have food. The appropriations bill, which reduces WIC funding from $6.73 billion this year to $5.90 billion in 2012. Okay? Now, you notice prices aren't going down, they're going up. So reducing the money is taking food away from these people. Standard. Then let's see. Oh, they want to get rid of National Public Radio. In Minnesota and in North Carolina, they're trying to actually turn back these to the days of segregation. In Minnesota, they want to repeal all school integration laws. Their goal is to focus to academic achievement from diversity. They want to push the people apart. In North Carolina, they eliminated busing because it was integration. As said one Tea Party board member, John Tedesco, this is Raleigh in 2010, not Selma, Alabama in the 1960s. Our lives are integrated. We need new paradigms. That means back to the 50s, right? Then, let's see, gas prices are rising, and President Obama wants to get us moving around the country in quicker, safer ways. So he has been trying to get money out for funding high-speed rail in centers across the Midwest and the East Coast. For some reason, the Republicans and the Tea Party are opposed to this. I guess they don't like the idea of jobs. Governor Walker in Wisconsin rejected $810 million federal grant for a high-speed rail line between Milwaukee and Madison. The state could use it. In Ohio, the governor turned down nearly $400 million for a high-speed rail line between Cleveland and Cincinnati. In Florida, Governor Rick Scott, siding with his Tea Party, rejected $2.4 billion in order to set up a rail line between Tampa and Orlando. This is jobs. These people, you know, they say President Obama has not given us any jobs. He's made things worse. Yet here they're turning down tons and tons of jobs in their states. That's from Obama. It's racist even. I mean, it's just disgusting. Then there's the anti-gay agenda. In Tennessee, Senate Bill 49 bars discussion of any kind of reference to homosexuality until high school. Therefore, if Johnny's two dads are even brought up in class by the teacher, there would be problems. And it's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. The Republicans are opposed to net neutrality. They want the corporations to decide what we have available for us on the net. And I mean, this just keeps going. And then there's still birther bills and anti-Obama legislation that shows what the Tea Party are just a bunch of racist crackers. And then the anti-union bills and even anti-right-to-work bills, which are really anti-union bills. And, of course, deregulating Wall Street so that we can have the same problems that we had a few years ago happen again. And of course, a war on immigration. In other words, there is so much to be concerned about. What do you do? Again, when Nixon said that only Americans can bring down America, I say he was thinking about these people. Because none of this is running with what this country actually wants, really. Let's go through this. This is the Weekly News and Review. This was posted by Genevieve Smith on January 31st, 2012. This is the news of the preceding week. Presidential candidates Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich released their most recent tax returns. Romney showed that he made $21.6 million in 2010, paid taxes at a rate of 14%, and gave $4 million to the Mormon Church over 2 years. Gingrich's return showed that he had earned $3.1 million last year and may have cheated on his taxes. Barack Obama made increasing the tax rate on the super rich a theme of his State of the Union address, saying right now Warren Buffett pays a lower tax rate than his secretary. Well, just for the record, we shouldn't feel too sorry for Warren Buffett's secretary, because evidently that secretary makes between $200,000 and $500,000 a year. We're not talking about some, you know, like $12.50 an hour secretary. A Wall Street Journal reporter compared the practice begun in 2011 of having Republicans and Democrats sit next to each other during the State of the Union to date rape. And a Chrysler 300C once leased by President Obama was listed on eBay with a starting bid of $1 million. It's all about the money to me, said the car's owner, a self-described Reagan conservative. The Republican candidates faced off in their 19th primary debate, boring, 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 and former presidential candidate Herman Cain jailed former Congressman Duke Cunningham and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin through their support behind Gingrich. Both party machines are trying to crucify Newt Gingrich for bucking the tide, explained Palin. Rage against the machine. Vote for Newt. Annoy a liberal. Vote Newt. I say that too. Vote for Newt. He's the easiest to defeat. He's the biggest fool out there. Romney is a weirdo. Learning about his family's Mormon background, how his great-grandfather was actually sent by Brigham Young to Mexico to set up a polygamous compound. And so Mitt's great-grandfather so hated the United States that he left the United States. And, of course, like we just said, Mitt just gave, you know, $4 million to the Mormon Church in the last 2 years. PETA was offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the person who killed an Arkansas Democratic campaign manager's cat and left it on his doorstep with the word liberal written across its body. And a penguin named Paula defecated in the chamber of the Kentucky Senate. Yeah. Outside the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, protesters built igloos to stay warm, while inside, software company Tibco announced a new social networking site that would allow the planet's 200 richest people to friend world leaders. Twitter announced that it would selectively censor tweets at the request of governments, and clashes in Syria between government troops and armed militias escalated following the Arab League's suspension of its monitoring mission there. A suicide bombing of a funeral procession in Baghdad killed 32 people, and the government of North Korea declared it a war crime to use a cell phone during the country's 100-day mourning period for Kim Jong-il. The French Senate voted to jail anyone in France who denies that the 1915 massacre of Armenians by Turkish forces amounted to genocide. A German court blocked the release of an annotated version of Mein Kampf, and an online auction house in Slovakia sold for $42,300, cheap actually, a painting of a full moon over a shimmering ocean by Adolf Hitler. Again, $42,300, that's pretty cheap. A U.S. military court judge ruled that a Marine sergeant who oversaw the massacre of 24 Iraqi civilians in 2005 should serve no time in prison. Doesn't that figure? U.N. security staff revealed that they had received a duffel bag filled with $2 million worth of cocaine from Mexico at U.N. headquarters in New York. A welfare office in Dublin banned claimants from wearing pajamas to interviews. I can't blame them. That would be kind of disrespectful. Scientists discovered 11 new planetary systems with 26 orbiting planets, and a solar storm of high-energy particles pummeled the Earth. People worldwide celebrated the Chinese New Year, marking the beginning of the Year of the Dragon, the luckiest year in the Chinese zodiac, while the Pennsylvania State Assembly passed a resolution declaring 2012... the year of the Bible. Isn't that disgusting? Jesus is not coming back. There is no God. Four police officers in East Haven, Connecticut were arrested by the FBI for harassing and beating Hispanic residents. Asked by a reporter how he would make amends with the Latin American community, the town's mayor, Joseph Maturo, said, "I might have tacos when I go home. I'm not sure yet." 2 days later, activists sent 500 tacos to the mayor's office. The city of Los Angeles passed a bill requiring porn actors to wear condoms. An Oklahoma state legislator introduced a bill to ban the use of aborted human fetuses in food. That was another one in the Dirty 30 that I didn't get to. Occupy Oakland protesters broke into City Hall, where they smashed display cases, cut electrical wires, and burned an American flag. A school in suburban Philadelphia banned Uggs because students were hiding cell phones in the boots' tall furry cuffs. And 76 high school seniors were erroneously told they'd been accepted to Vassar College, only to have the acceptances rescinded a few hours later. "My mom called, like, my entire family," said one of the rejected students. It was just a big letdown. Now, aren't we always told that we should destroy America's enemies? And aren't America's enemies the people who want to change what we have and take it away from us? Well, I think this Tea Party Republican coterie, whatever you call them, are just like Al-Qaeda. I think they are enemies of America. And I know this is over the top, but isn't it our obligation to destroy them once and for all? Thanks for listening to the news this week. Check out my music show every Friday night at 11 p.m. here on killradio.org. In the meantime, I think I'll be back next week. Take care.